Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're back with more of the Instigators presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing comes close.
Cosm Hockey. Did you guys call it Cosm Hockey?
Hey,
no.
No, more hockey.
No, there's no update.
No update?
No,
okay,
no
we're
update.
Back at it.
I got fired from the update.
Got a buddy that lost his tooth, got hit from behind. And
Playing floor hockey.
Lost his tooth and...
Hit from behind.
The worst thing to do in gym class when I was a kid was being the goalie when you played handball. Like, you don't have any protection. And
what's handball?
European handball.
The little...
Three steps?
The red rubber ball?
No, it's not rubber ball. It's not like... it looks like a mini volleyball, but it's kind of hard. And you come in and you jump and you swing it at the goalie. Just swing it at it.
You mean murder ball?
No, it's
a game. It's like
not
soccer.
Not dodgeball.
Oh, my God.
Not dodgeball.
Dodgeball, yeah.
No. Yeah. Actually, you're not allowed to play dodgeball in school anymore. I am not kidding you.
Right.
I am not kidding you. You're not allowed to play dodgeball. I think my dad was telling me this in Canada. You're not allowed to play dodgeball anymore. Too physical.
Too.
Kids get hurt. Ball to the head.
We called that murder ball.
We called it murder ball.
Okay, did you?
So.
Yeah.
All right, moving on.
Not sure that
can't
that's
play it.
Fly.
Eh?
You got to change that.
That was
name.
One of my favorite things.
This is handball.
Big in Sweden.
Boom.
Guy on my
team. It's like soccer, but you're using your hands on a mini.
It's kind of like lacrosse court. Without a stick.
Yeah, and being the goalie,
it's like soccer, guys, but with your hands.
Those guys are amazing.
This is so. How do we get on this conversation about handball?
So what are we doing here, Marty?
So Marty
was
telling us
about the break. I was saying about how we got Darren Dreger coming up at 11:30, and in Toronto right now at TSN, they're going on Twitter and battling about putting curling teams together with all their talent, their on-air talent over there. And Dregs is saying that he played curling in Saskatchewan when he grew up, and he should have been the skip of this team or that team, whatnot. So I said we should put together an Instigator curling team and compete in that whatever event they're going to have going on over there and just come and run their show.
Compete. I think we should just challenge the winner.
I said I did curling in high school. At gym class, we had one semester was curling. You all were all tough ribs and said, well, we did football. While you guys are doing curling, we did football. And then we said handball, and that's how it all got going.
Yeah, you did say that, Riv. You kind of got all tough on us.
Riv has never played football in his life.
No, but Riv, have you ever played?
Love to play football.
Fantasy football is no football.
Have you
not
ever
tackle though?
Played curling, Craig?
I was too skinny back in high school. I would have got killed.
As Marty worded it, have you ever played curling?
Have I ever played curling? I have not played.
Have you ever curled? That's really the way to say it.
I think it's have you ever gone curling?
You know what? I might have done it years and years and years ago, but to be honest with you, I really can't remember. But I think I have. But you think it's...
Didn't we do it at the World Championship? Didn't we go somewhere in Finland and curled as a team?
I'm feeling very foggy. That was back in 2003, so...
Maybe.
Were you on the team when Lindy took
Vancouver.
Us in Vancouver?
We went to Vancouver.
You
we
were
curled.
There, right?
Yes, yes.
We went out... I don't know what the name of the town was. It's right outside. It was about half an hour outside. Yeah. Was it Burnaby?
No, I don't think it was that close, is it?
But anyway, we went curling... And here we are, NHL hockey players, every one of us, even myself, and it is absolutely as hard as hell to curl and throw that rock and the balance and let it go and to steer it. I mean, I had a full-on new appreciation for curling.
The best part about it is the ice technician there was explaining that if you put ice skates, hockey skates on, and try to skate on a curling rink, you would fall all over the place because the ice
is so hard.
Is harder. It's the temperature is a lot colder for the ice to be harder, and it's pebbled. So what they do is they throw little droplets of water in the air, and they let it sit, and it's pebbled so that the stone rolls on top of it. And
you
it,
know when you throw the sand down and it just helps yes. carry it across yep. the top?
Yes. That's okay.
So your skates would not be able to really catch a good edge because you'd be going over like pebbled ice.
Yeah. Okay.
And he said you would fall all over the place.
I think so we're that
going,
would be a
so
great...
we're going in it. We're going to ask Dregs about
Dregs
it.
If we should be a team in it. We'll yep. have JJ maybe as our skip.
Nope. We're going to get, we got to find a ringer.
Every time after World Juniors in Canada, the after World Juniors were over, Scott Tournament of Hearts came.
Oh,
on.
Yeah.
Hey, it was the Scott Tournament of Hearts.
The Tim Hortons Briar.
There you go.
Later in the year.
One of the greatest curlers in Canadian history, Olympic gold medalist Marilyn Bodo, darts from my hometown in St. Catharines.
Really?
Yeah. She won, I don't know which, I think it was the 88 maybe in Calgary she might have won. But anyway, one of the greatest curlers that, and I, you know, I had the luxury of meeting her too. Did a charity thing with her and Marcel Dion, Marty, over in Canada.
Nice.
All right, so we'll talk to Darren Dreger at 11:30, and we got to talk a little bit. Oh, yes, I do have to re-mention for sure the Hockey Fights Cancer tomorrow night presented by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. That's against the Ottawa Senators. We had the helmet on our set at Roswell Park the other day. Riv, do we expect to see Allmark tomorrow night?
I would assume.
I would think so.
I
yes,
would assume
absolutely.
They're going to split the back to back over the weekend, and so I would think if Allmark doesn't play tomorrow against Ottawa, it's because they deemed that maybe they want to see Allmark in Chicago. So, but I would think Allmark at
where's
home
the,
against
where's
Ottawa.
The, where's the pressure
Hutton
level?
In Chicago.
You think the pressure level is mounting with this team right now? You know, you have a team, the Ottawa Senators, one of the lowest in the National Hockey League. Is this, you know, do they deem this a must-win game?
Well, the pressure
or are they
is
just focusing on making sure that they play the style?
Must win.
The pressure is mounting on the goalies, and as you point out, Allmark, Hutton, whatnot, for two reasons. One, you know, they usually say your best penalty killer is your goaltender. The penalty kill has been awful in the last five games, going for just 50%. So a lot of pressure on the goalies right there. Two, where in the first 12 games of the season, the Sabres, and I pointed it out in the analytics segment before the game last night, the Sabres were giving up 10 shots from the slots at even strength. Now, in the last six games, they give up almost 15. There's a five shots at even strength that are five more shots at even strength that are coming from the slot.
Yeah.
A lot more pressure on the goalies to be on top of their game and to be good.
Yeah.
And the numbers have shown their save percentage has dropped. Their goals against average has gone up. Why? Because penalty kill has not been good enough and they face more quality shots. A lot of pressure on the goalies right now to steal a win, to go in and steal a win. I know we talked about Bobrovsky quick. Carey Price in Montreal, the last two games they played Philly, and then the last game, I forget who they played, but without him, they get 0 points. In return, he got them 3 out of 4 points because he was unbelievable.
Yep.
He was so good. So I know he's making $10.5 million, and that's different, but still – I think we're due for a goalie to steal a game.
Arguably, for me, Carey Price is the best in the game.
Yeah, but our goalies are due to steal a game now, and they need to steal one this weekend. And it's a lot of pressure.
God, I hate putting pressure on goaltenders. They have enough pressure on a normal night. Now you're asking them to go and steal a game for us. Yes, I want them to steal a game, but I don't want to add pressure. I don't want them to say...
You don't want to tell them they have to steal a game, but you're wishing it.
I want the guys in front of them to play like their mothers in nets. Against Ottawa. I want them to play so hard in front of those goaltenders because those goaltenders are going to react well. It's just you've got to take away those extra shots that are happening in this little skid that we have right now. But something's got to give. They've got to find a way to up their intensity. I think that at times they're playing exceptionally well, and at other times they look very lethargic and very slow, and they're not engaged. Physically, yes, there's bumps here and there, but I want guys to have this in their game every shift.
Sabres have an advantage.
Which is?
Ottawa plays tonight at home against Philly.
Yep.
So they have to travel. They have to do the customs. So paging all customs agents working the late shift tonight at the airport, don't be afraid to hold up the Ottawa Senators a little bit.
Would Ottawa clear customs in Ottawa before coming over, or will they clear in Buffalo?
It's a great question.
Because Toronto and Montreal usually
clear in Ottawa.
I think you do.
You do. I actually, because you go into the airport, if you recall, you have to go. You bust
and,
it
and
to
they
the
give
front.
You they give you the tickets right there that you fill all out, and then the guy comes on the plane and walks.
That's
off.
That's the
and,
worst situation for a road team, I think, is flying out of Ottawa. You got to go into the. I always remember that in New
and
Jersey.
And Ottawa
bust to the
has
front
to
the
fly
airport.
Out to
Boston for Montreal.
Yeah, because
every time we went, you have to get off the plane. You have to go into the security. The security are all on the same page there. They make everything go as slow as possible. If you have a Russian or Slovakian hockey player, you're in big trouble because they are going to make sure that everything.
You ever notice that those guys sometimes didn't have their things done too? Reasons. Like Maxi and Kalina
little things,
never had. We had to hold the bus up so they could go
many
inside
times.
And get their P1s done.
So many P1s, times.
The remember the P1? The old white
and
the white
it was always the Russian hockey players and usually like a Slovak Czech. It seems like the Finns and the Swedes were all good and everybody loves Switzerland, you know. Like so if you have any of those guys, it's all good. But if you have you're like, oh man. You know, Spotchek's he's going off.
He's been in the league 8 years. He's still being treated like a rookie when
exactly.
he goes over the border.
What are you talking about? Alco leak here. I didn't know that I was supposed to have that card filled out.
Yeah.
That's so good.
But I can go and check my Dolce & Gabbana.
I will tell you this. I think in February and March, it is an advantage when you play a team that played the night before. And it's game 67, and they've got a three-quarter of the season and under their belt. I don't know that it's as big as an advantage in November because, haven't played enough
injuries,
hockey.
Wear down, wear and tear in the body, mentally, physically, totally get that.
But
totally
what the Senators have to do to win games, I mean, I'm not discrediting their team. They're 7-10-1, but they have to gut out games and try to – You know, a game like Philadelphia, that's not going to be an easy game for them. So all I'm hoping is that Philadelphia can, beat them up a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, it could be a little
tired
bit of an advantage.
Tired
Sabres have the day today. So,
but then the Sabres have to travel to Chicago, and then they'll be the tired team in Chicago Sunday.
And you have Rasmus Asplund recalled today. I don't know, this might have something to do with Larson. We don't know. But this is a player that I've been interested in seeing in the NHL. He hasn't been up with Buffalo yet, has he?
He has not.
Yeah, so this is the first time we're going to get a real look at him at this level. I'm excited to see this. There's been a lot of hype around him.
Is this one of those situations, as you pointed out, Johan Larson was not available for comments after the game last night. Speculation leads to, they called Asplund because he's been molded into this role in Rochester of a defensive, responsible center. So the fit would be one that he could come in and play between Gergensen's and Oposo on that line and be in the same role that he's used to. So do you like that idea? Again, we talked about it yesterday about calling a player because of the need that you have on your team as opposed to calling the
Tage Thompson.
Best player maybe available.
Offensively best player in Rochester. I like this idea. I like
calling Asplund or calling Thompson?
Asplund.
Okay.
I do like that. As much as I would really like to see Tage Thompson, I hope that he continues to really work on his game and develop and I think he's doing that down there right now. I like the idea of bringing players up that are basically the same type of players as in the NHL that got hurt.
So the type of player we're going to see in Asplund, I was asking Chris Baker, he covers all these players from back in the draft. He says he uses his body to cancel, right? Eliminate.
The heck does that mean? Body to cancel?
Bakes, what does that mean? It means he's not going to go run a guy through the boards, but he'll cut a guy off.
Okay,
and
yep.
He said he's very technical and well-coached and good stick positioning. Like
skates well. He's got a nice skill set.
And that's what's been advertised about this player. I don't think people should be expecting Asplund
he's
to come in.
He's got a goal
and,
in, what is it, 12,
13 games
this year?
He's not going to come
he's
in
got
and
eight
light
points,
the lamp.
Though, so he can make plays. But he's not going to come in and all of a sudden you got a 25 goal scorer in Rasmus Asplund. I don't think so, but responsibility is
very sound, is smart, two way, sneaky vision, not a big scorer, but can help the scorers score. He has good pace. That's the scouting report.
Help me help you.
Help me help you. Help me, so that's what you. They call the skinny. You ever notice that when we were like, yeah. we were being drafted? It's like, here's the skinny on this guy.
It's a short scouting report. It's just a couple of bullet points.
Okay.
That make it that.
I'd like to see him play. It just like yesterday when we did our little video snippet that I mentioned that I wanted to see Curtis Lazar play a game for this team, and you mentioned it that you were looking forward to seeing him score his first NHL goal as a Buffalo Sabre, and you know what, he went out and did that. He had 8.5 minutes of play. He had some body checks. He had some block shots. He scored a goal in the short sample size that he had. I thought he looked pretty solid.
Recap from the future would have been so great for you because you would have said, Curtis Lazar got a goal. Love it. He worked extremely hard and found himself scoring a big goal.
Yeah, but that, you see, that's the thing, too, is that there's kind of a problem with what I wrote in that tweet. No one really called me on it, and I realized after he scored. And it was that, like, it's almost like I'm putting success and emphasis on goals. And I, you know, because he could have played a bad game and scored two goals. He could have played a great game and had none. And so, you know, I guess
it's very true.
And I guess I worded it that way because I think in today's society, we base success or, you know, give guys recognition just for the points. And I guess I was guilty for that. But at the same time, knowing the type of player that he is, I think I just expected him to come out with like a firecracker, a ball of fire, and he did, and he was able to chip in with a good character.
He made some really stiff body checks in the game, which I like to see. You know, me calling up a player like that and bring him into the office, I would be saying, I'm looking for you to play this game fast and physical. I want you to go to the net. I want you to make plays and use your skill set, but I want fast, physical, and get things to the net and be in front of that net.
And he's all Canadian, too. Right? Like, you hear him talk after. He's only played in Ottawa. He's a Western boy, played in junior, played in Ottawa. Then he was in Calgary and then in the minors there.
Guys loved him when he played in the World Juniors. He was the captain of the team back in the day.
You just hear him talk. He sounds so Canadian, like the Western boys, eh?
Yeah.
But I just like stories like this, whether he's a Canadian kid or whatever. I like stories of guys that were first-round picks. They kind of struggled, and then they find themselves back in the league. And then Zach Kassian. I love Zach Kassian, not because he's tough. I love Zach Kassian because he hit rock bottom, and he made it back, and he made it back big time. I always root for these guys, especially, you know, and he, I don't know if Lazar had what issues off the ice or not, but in terms of hockey, his career wasn't where he wanted it to be. So, you know, I root for those guys and not always the guys that with the huge contracts.
It's given the opportunity and then earning what you get after that. So Zach Kassian, to piggyback, he got picked up by Edmonton on rock bottom, right? And he was playing on the fourth line in Edmonton. But he really worked his way. He understood that he made mistakes away from the game of hockey, okay? He cleaned himself off the ice. He dedicated himself in Edmonton. And now, where is he playing? There's guys that he's playing with Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl. Number one, because he can skate with them. And number two, he just adds an element, which means he just goes to the net and he's physical.
I know we got to go to break here. Yeah. Just a couple of things. One, Justin tweets in that he's a police officer. He's been tased and sprayed, and he would take being tased 5 times before getting sprayed just once. Taser is over in 5 seconds. The spray lasts hours, possibly. So he did not like the spray.
That's what I was saying, right?
And you talked about Hockey Fight Cancer tomorrow night. The Tim Britt Band is going to be at the Labatt Blue Zone during intermissions and from 5 to 7. It's a good band. They got great music.
Yeah, they can wail. I've heard them before. They're
so
good.
So a little shout out to the Tim Britt Band who's going to be at the Labatt Blue Zone at the KeyBank Center tomorrow.
Let me ask you something. If you ever had the opportunity to get the shot taser, like the prongs, would you do it?
No.
All right. We have to go to break. Marty said it.
No.
Hockey Fights Cancer Night tomorrow night. All fans in attendance will receive Hockey Fights Cancer scarves courtesy of Roswell Park. Fans are encouraged to fill out the place cards, take photos in the flashes of Hope booth. 50-50. 50% will go to a lucky winner. The other 50% will go to Roswell Park, and t-shirts will be for sale, raffles, all of it. Get to the game tomorrow, and we'll be right back with Darren Dreger, TSN Hockey Insider, right here on the Instigators.
Live from the Seneca Studio, this is the Instigators.
All right, we now welcome to the show, as we always do, Friday at 11:30, Darren Dreger, TSN Hockey Insider. He's at Darren Dreger on Twitter, and he's also very upset. Marty informed us there's a curling draft going on, and very upset about being a fourth-round selection.
Well, I don't know how I got dragged into this thing in the first place. I mean, that's the power of social media, but Jeff O'Neill's show, Overdrive, is taking on Carlo Colaiacolo's show, First Up, on TSN Radio, and in a curling game, I guess. So they're trying to draft members of their team. And I didn't even look at the first three rounds. I don't really care. It doesn't matter. But the fact that I went in the fourth round is upsetting. I grew up in Saskatchewan. I mean, curling was an intramural sport. You know, in high school, you got to leave class so that you could curl against. We had like 36 teams in high school in Lansbourg, Saskatchewan, and I curled in multiple provincial championships, etc. I was so sour when I got cast away by junior hockey, junior A, because I knew that I was just part of a fundraiser. I was invited to be like in group C of a four group training camp in junior A, and I would have been about 70th on their list after paying $75. So that was it. I was done at like 15, 16 years of age. I said, I'm going curling. And these guys obviously didn't do their research. I should have at least been a late first rounder.
Okay, here's what we're going to do, Dregs. You can tell them you're not going to join their team, and we'll draft you in the first round, and you'll be part of the Instigators team, which will take the winner of the Overdrive or First Stop contest. So you'll be our skip. Me, Rivs, and PD will listen to everything you tell us.
Have you guys ever curled before? Seriously?
I did in high
school. Hurry hard! Hurry hard!
Hard! Yeah. Great sport.
We're good listeners. We're good listeners. We just need a leader.
Very coachable.
You can't smoke and drink anymore when you curl. You have to save that for after.
All right,
after
I'm out.
Day, my parents used to curl. They'd all have a big dart hanging out of their mouth. They'd have beers going out there. Ridiculous.
Yeah, but now up there in Canada, they're smoking something different. hey, Dregs, that being said, speaking of different, Saboka not in the lineup looking a little different. We got to talk because you guys talked on Insider Trading about the top nine forward the Sabres are seeking. And how true, I mean, obviously your reports are true, but how soon and how
Where's
close?
The sense of urgency and what's going on?
I don't think that there is a sense of urgency. There's a sense of want. And we've talked about that the last couple of weeks on the show. Jason Botterill is looking for a couple of forwards. And, you know, not, maybe now because of injury that expedites the process a little bit. But the asking price of certain players is still very, very high. I think that Buffalo would have some interest in Tyler Toffoli of the Los Angeles Kings. What's the asking price for Tyler Toffoli? It shouldn't be overly high considering he's in and out of the lineup. But it's probably higher than what Jason Botterill at this point, around 20 games into the regular season, is willing to pay. And then if you look beyond that, you know, are there forwards available? Sure, there are forwards available. I mean, Mikhail Botker of the Ottawa Senators can't stay in the lineup. You know, there's a guy who can still skate. He has some speed. You know, could you get him at a bargain basement price? Does he even help the Buffalo Sabres? And then you've got the financial attachment to all of that. So, to answer your question, Rev, I don't get a burning sense of urgency, but there is a definite want in Sabres management to add some pieces.
Who are some names? Like, is it Bodker? I mean, are there any other names out there of teams that are looking to unload guys or guys that are on the block?
Yeah, well, I mean, there's lots of players on the block, but, you know, are they actively being shopped or are they being underutilized? You know, if I look at, you know, I mentioned Botker, we've talked about Tyler Toffoli. You know, you've got Sam Gagner as a veteran guy in Edmonton. I look at a younger player like Jankowski in Calgary. You know, Michael Frolik has apparently been available in Calgary for quite some time. And every team or a lot of teams have that type of player. There's just the general reluctance because it's still relatively early in the regular season for the general managers who own those players to move them at a bargain basement
cost. Like Jankowski, right?
I like Jankowski. That's a big body right there. 6 foot three, 6 foot four, 215-220 pounds. Yeah. He's a nice player. And you know what? A new beginning for some of these guys is good.
You guys know this. You probably experienced it. I'm not saying he's not a long-term fit for Bill Peters, but at least on the short term, he doesn't seem to mesh well there. And, you know, he's a player that I think Calgary thought might be able to challenge for a top six role. Well, man, he's had a taste of that. He's been in their bottom six. He's been out of the lineup. It just looks like he needs to hit a reset. But, hey, if that's the case, that's fine. But Brad Treliving, if he's even remotely interested in trading Jankowski, isn't giving him away, and that becomes a problem.
Are there players on the Sabres roster outside of Scandella whose name we've heard that might be available?
Not that I've heard, to be honest. We keep looking at the blue line of the Buffalo Sabres because that's where they've got a glut, and you know we know that you know Barrow's looking for forwards, but. Yeah, I think, again, when it depends what you're talking about here. The challenge that a lot of teams have is a salary cap challenge. And when you're making deals this early in the season, you're absorbing most of that, not just the cap, but that's clear, but the dollars that go along with that. So, you know, maybe teams are willing to be a little bit more patient and then get away from that dollar in, dollar out scenario. So I'm sure that in the conversations that Botterill is having with these clubs, you know, there are players that other general managers are interested in Buffalo, but I haven't heard any specific names yet.
Heard there were a bunch of scouts in the building last night, though.
Dregs, let me ask you a question. When you walk into a building and you look at the seating chart on the press box and you see 12 teams represented on the seating chart, how many of them actually show up? Six? Five? Maybe? I mean, you got to be there to look around, right?
Yeah, you're right. You know, I mean,
it's like saying if a tree falls in the woods, can you hear it? I mean, like, we don't know if they're there or not.
Yeah. I mean, if you're talking 12 scouts on that seating chart, you know, this time of year, probably eight of them show up, maybe six. And really, they're the pro scouts, right? They're the guys who are doing a little advanced scouting from a hockey ops perspective. But again, to go back to what we just talked about, you know, every team has that underutilized player. So often general managers will dispatch their pro scouts to have a look at a player who you've kind of marked as being underutilized or a guy who is clearly in play from a trade perspective. That gets more relevant in the second half of the season. And that's when you see scouts go from six to as many as 10, 12, or all of them on the list.
Best news in Toronto, I think, in the last little while, Austin Matthews' case was dropped. Charges were dropped, but the Leafs continue to slide. Kerfoot's hurt. What's going on in Toronto, Dregs? Just taking a sip.
Oh, we lost him.
Did he not hear us?
No, I think he just decided to take a sip and press. That's it.
All right, what's going on in Toronto, boys? Oh, did you see? Well, Matthews, the charges were dropped, and you know Kerfoot's hurt. Tavares gets booed. Marner's out for at least another few weeks. Anyway, you know they're not winning.
Kerfoot had a surgery too, which
they just traded for him. He was involved in that Kadri deal.
I think, and then they're having trouble. Okay, we talk about the Sabres a lot in the last few games, how they're giving up more shots from the slot, more scoring chances. It's putting pressure on the goalies. Toronto's in the exact same boat. They need a miraculous performance by Frederik Andersen to be able to win games. They had a backup goaltender in Michael Hutchinson, who now they waived and sent down to the Marlies because he just wasn't getting the job done. They are up to the cap, so they can't get anybody else. It's not like they can go and acquire a goaltender because they don't have the money to do it. So they are in a very, very tough situation right now. It's not easy if you're the Leafs to make moves and to have roster flexibility.
They have some nice players on that team.
They do
have some depth.
But
when you're
Gardner
losing,
they lost.
Come on,
Zaitsev. They lost.
Kadri.
Well, Kadri. Yeah, but I'm saying on defense.
Listen, Kadri. He plays a style that helped them because he's very physical. He was nasty. He got under players' skin. They have a nice group there in Toronto. There's no question about it. But when you lose John Tavares for a significant amount of time and then he comes back and then you lose Marner, those guys are not replaceable. Yeah.
Dregs is back. Who's not on the hot seat, Dregs, but who's getting the most fire? Breathe down their collar here in Toronto, I should say. Dubas or Babcock?
I'd say more Babcock at this point. I talked a little bit about this yesterday. It's still too early to be, considering a coaching change, at least in my opinion. Although, if the inconsistency that the Toronto Maple Leafs currently are plagued by drifts into game 40, the midpoint of the season, then I'm sure that management will have to consider that. Kyle Dubas faced the media in Toronto yesterday, and he talked about the things that he likes. He likes the speed, the creativity, the tenaciousness when his team is playing that way, but they only play that way in stretches. And frankly, that's not good enough. We were going through the 20 games that they played to date yesterday, and I think maybe they've played two complete games. That's not good enough. And Dubas, he couldn't define what the identity of the Toronto Maple Leafs is. And then you start looking at some of the individuals here. Tyson Barrie looks lost, completely lost out there. That doesn't make any sense to me. Toronto knew what they were getting when they made that trade. I thought that he'd be an excellent add. Cody Ceci, again, doesn't look like he's a good fit on that back end. And you've got some question marks up front. So if this inconsistency continues, then I would say that the heat gets turned up on Babcock later in the year.
I think it's interesting. I just think it's interesting that Dubas doesn't take on a little bit more of that heat just because of those huge contracts he signed and the situation that they're going to be in with salary cap at the end of the year in their defense.
Well, would he be in more trouble if he didn't sign those guys? He worked harder than any GM in the National Hockey League last year, and he got everybody signed. And now you got to put it together, and that's not his job.
Well, Dregs, due to your hang-up, we kind of have to let you go, so I apologize for that. But I do want to say this. You and the Ray and Dregs and Ray, was it Ray and Dregs?
Ray and Dregs, of course.
Yes, no. Of course he got first name on that. It's fantastic, by the way. You guys sound terrific. So if anyone hasn't heard that, go check out the podcast. I love the conversation I heard yesterday, you guys talking about the commissioners and everything. So great stuff there. Dregs, look forward to having you on next Friday. Sorry for the technical difficulties on your end, eh?
Yeah, on my end. Yeah, no problem, boys. Have a great weekend.
All right, you too, Dregs. Thanks
very
much.
Make sure you pay the internet bill. The Wi-Fi bill.
I'm not sure that's the issue. we'll be right back. Got to get out of here, and we'll do a little recap from the future from the Sabres, Senators, Hockey Fights, Cancer Night. Instigators, will be right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hockey talk that hits. This is the Instigators with Andrew Peters and Craig Rabe.
Alrighty then, it's time for recap from the future. I'll go first, since yesterday I was 1-0 when we didn't even do the segment. But Big night for Roswell Park the other night. 50-50. Somebody won 65 grand, which means they got 65 grand. And then on top of that, Rasmus Asplund scores in his first game too. And Curtis Lazar, another one. Got to tell you, keep him around. How's that?
That was fantastic. That was fantastic.
You know what Rivs is
going
to say?
I'm going
I think
with
the Sabres got to go hard tonight. And
I'm going with the boy is back. Huge game in his first game, scored a goal, but another big goal by Curtis Lazar buries his Ottawa team.
He's on the Lazar train.
I'm on Lazar train.
He's on the Petey train.
He made a couple hits, scored a big goal. Again against Ottawa, he buried his former team.
Well, for me, this is one goes like this. It was a great night on the ice for the Sabres, but really it doesn't matter. It was what we experienced again in this Hockey Fight Cancer night. The people, I saw good old Chuck Collard from the Courage of Carly. He always comes by the set. We got to talk to him, got to tell so many good stories. My social media mentions of testimonies from people that had a battle. The support from their family and friends is just amazing. So, it's the game of hockey is great, but there's the game of life that's much greater, and that's what was so much fun about the game.
Check out Cliffhanger's boots over there. Look at those things. Cliffhanger. Hey, Cliffhanger? Sly Stallone. He's got the old boots. Those are super cool. He's got the hiking boots with the red laces.
He's not Stallone. Do you remember the other guy?
Oh, yes. Rowdy Burns, the guy from Days of Thunder. That's who you are.
Rowdy Burns.
You look like Rowdy Burns. We just figured this out. Days of Thunder, Steve Tasker we're talking about.
Steve Tasker.
And he's giving us a
giving
thumbs
us
up
a
too.
Wave.
You want some of this, Stevie? All right. Have a great weekend, everyone. Enjoy Hockey Fights Cancer Night at the game tomorrow night, and we'll see you Tuesday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.